In Maine, as in most other parts of the country, the supply of tests for COVID-19 is limited. That's forcing healthcare providers to reserve testing for the most high-risk patients under new guidelines by the State Center for Disease Control. In the meantime, some Mainers who've been tested say they are waiting days for results that were initially expected within 24 hours. Patty White has more.
Sunday evening, 32-year-old Sasha Bruce of Belfast didn't feel well. She had a sore throat and just felt generally tired. At first, she thought she caught a cold from a friend.
But I woke up on Monday morning with increasingly bad flu symptoms from body aches, elevated into a bit of a fever.
She called her local clinic and was told she could come in for a test, following the protocol for potential COVID-19 patients.
So I checked in at the back of the hospital, and then I waited in my car for about 2 hours to get the call to come in. And then it was about another half an hour to get the test.
Afterwards, Bruce says she was told she'd get her results in 24 hours.
And I called on Tuesday evening, and I was told that, oh, yes, things are actually taking more like 48 hours. And then when I called Wednesday evening, which would have been 48 hours from testing, I was told that it might be 4 or 5 days.
Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joyce says he's encountered the same issue trying to get the results for an inmate at the county jail who's ill.
Well, I was told that I would know by this morning. Then I was told I would know by this afternoon, and now I'm being told that 1 to 3 days. So I guess pick a day.
And as of Friday, Sasha Bruce, who's isolating at home, says she still doesn't know her results.
It's a little nerve-wracking, again, not because I'm so concerned for my own health, but because it's face-to-face interaction with, wow, things really aren't going well.
This week, the Maine Center for Disease Control acknowledged as much. And it's not just with test results. State CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says a limited national supply of lab materials, including so-called reagents, is inhibiting the state's capacity to test.
As the nationwide shortage of these reagents continues, our concern level rises. We've gone so far as to reach out to well-known scientific groups like the Jackson Laboratories and IDEX and the university systems to try to see if we can get some of these ingredients from them so that we can continue testing as uninterrupted as possible. That being said, it is a challenge right now.
And because of that challenge, Shaw says, the priority for testing is now given to high-risk individuals.
Those who are in the hospital, healthcare providers, first responders, and those who live in congregate settings, as well as individuals who are older and those who have chronic conditions.
Dr. Dora Ann Mills, Chief Health Improvement Officer of Maine Health, says the goal of this priority testing is to identify people whose treatment would change if they tested positive for COVID-19.
I get it. If I was sick, I would want to know if I had COVID-19, but I know that I don't need to know, because I'm going to be treated the same as I would be, you know, staying home and taking self-care as if I had the flu or some other respiratory infection.
And just as healthcare providers have had to prioritize who's tested, Mills says labs also have to prioritize which samples to process for results.
You know, triage the samples that they have from patients for whom the doctors would make a very different decision on the care and the care of the people around them.
This is what we have to do in order to protect our community and make sure we all stay safe.
Dr. James Jarvis of Northern Light Health announced Friday that the hospital system would restrict testing to high-risk individuals. It's unavoidable given the situation, he says, but far from ideal because Maine likely won't get an accurate picture of how far the coronavirus actually spreads.
That is a concern, and actually the reason why we were testing more readily up until today was for that exact reason. From an epidemiologic standpoint, we need to know how many people are infected so that we can kind of predict where we are going. Unfortunately, we just don't have that opportunity now.
As of Friday, the Maine CDC had recorded 56 cases of COVID-19 across 7 counties. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.